This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. And we got a lot of news. I hope your seatbelts are on. We got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so obviously healthcare has been a big focal point of the GOP, and we haven't heard much about it because of everything going on with Comey and the hearings and the Senate hearings and 702. And so I'm here to tell you that they are moving forward with healthcare and a vote that they're hopefully going to do before the July 4 recess. We're going to talk about that. Ron's going to talk about there's been a lot of hoopla on the choice by President Trump for the leader of the sex education movement. And the senior position at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is Valerie Hoover, who has been named Office of Assistant Secretary for Health, who apparently is a prominent leader of an abstinence-only sex education movement. And many people have their, you know, panties all up in a bunch about abstinence-only sort of approach to teaching sex education. And my question is, why is that bad? Why aren't we teaching abstinence-only? So we're going to talk about that. I'll talk about how I think we need to be teaching sex ed as a doctor. MIT got a $140 million anonymous donation. How do you give $140 million anonymously? I mean, does somebody just kind of drive up with a suitcase of money and drop it off? I was going to talk about that, but wow, I mean, $140 million, you could put your name on the building. I don't get that. But you know what? Pretty cool. And why MIT? You know, why not UNLV? Right? Or Toro or UNR, any of the schools I went to, UCLA. Yeah, but MIT, they got a hay grade for MIT. They want to give $140 million. Fine. Who knows? There's a 4-year-old boy who dies of dry drowning. This was a week after a swimming trip. We're going to talk about dry drowning and what that means. Walmart is back in the news, and it is fascinating to see what's going on because Walmart and Amazon are trying to beat each other to the punch with who can lead this grocery delivery service. It's very interesting. We talked about this a while back, how what Amazon wants to do, if not I think they've already been doing, is where you could order your groceries through Amazon, drive to one of the little pickup centers, just open up the trunk of your car, and throw the groceries in. And I guess Walmart has an automated pickup kiosk also. That it's going to take on Amazon's grocery delivery service. That's going to be very, very interesting. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we talk about what's going on with healthcare, a lot of you guys seem to be really, really excited about this marijuana pizza. What's going on here? There's a Massachusetts medical marijuana dispensary has infused marijuana into pizza. And I guess this culinary delight is just making people all, Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs. If people don't want to smoke their pot but they want to eat it, this, I guess, offers a more nutritional form rather than sweets. Quincy-based Ermont Inc. has been selling cannabis-infused pizza for about 3 weeks, and boy, have they gotten the reviews. Director of Operations Seth Yaffe says the company has a whole range of marijuana edibles, but he wanted to offer meals that patients could eat without a lot of sugar. The 6-inch cheese pizzas sell for, a 6-inch cheese pizza, right? You could get that for, $5.99 at Little Caesars? Their 6-inch cheese pizzas sell for $38 a piece. The tomato sauce
contains 125 milligrams of THC. Now remember, THC is a psychoactive compound in marijuana. The compound has sold about 200 already. Yaffe says his patients want, if patients want toppings, they could add their own. Now, right now, only people with state-issued medical marijuana ID cards are eligible to buy the pies. That's why they said patients as opposed to consumers. So I guess the edible market, I tell you, if you want to make money, you figure out how to infuse, I guess, marijuana into, I don't know, your spinach souffle. I don't know. I'm still not sure where I am with this, okay? We need to study marijuana and see what we can do for its medicinal properties. The THC is the psychedelic part. So the THC component, that's not as integral with pain control as the cannabis part is. So if it's infusing the part with the THC, that's for funsies. People want to get high on their pizza. And I tell you, you see the marketing brilliance with this, okay? When you get hungry from marijuana, for those who do get munchies, not everybody does. Some people actually lose weight with marijuana, actually prevent diabetes with it, which is very interesting. But you have some people that, you know, get hungry, and they'll want more pizza, and they'll go and order more pizza. We are going to be fueling a marijuana epidemic. Just be prepared. If we didn't already have one, we're going to. As we talked about last hour, what we're seeing with pain medications, with this Manhattan doctor being arrested for writing 10 prescriptions a day of oxycodone, there's not going to be a lot of doctors out there that want to risk getting arrested for writing pain medications, which is, again, something that I think is the wrong direction we need to take when it comes to our opioid epidemic. But people who have pain, they're going to need to go somewhere. And they're going to end up going to the marijuana. But look at that. That's highway robbery. $38 a 6-inch pizza. I think 6 inches is like a personal pan. So it's not like you could share it with your buddies. And here's my concern. You know, all right, so they talk about, what was it, 125 milligrams of THC. Yeah, how do they not know that that won't overdose on somebody? What about a little kid that wants pizza? I get it. They're going to make some money. They made some news, but, you know. By the way, a study has come out showing that cannabis does lead teenagers to harder drugs. About a year ago, they said it didn't. There was a study saying, nah, kids that are going to do crack cocaine, it won't be marijuana. Marijuana is not going to Trojan them into that. No, apparently marijuana can. And they find that users of marijuana are 26 times more likely to turn to other substances by the age of 21. All right, when we come back, let's talk about what's going on with health care and when is the Senate going to put this to a vote. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Add to the bone. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network, who makes the show happen each and every day. But most of the thanks goes to you guys for tuning in. I know you guys have a lot of other options and choices out there, and the fact that you don't know what those choices are, you listen to my show, means you guys are my favorite. Thank you. So Trump says Obamacare is in a death spiral, which is kind of echoing how we all feel. The death spiral term, I think, gets credit. I think it was the Aetna CEO that had used that term, death spiral. And I think we've all now used that in our vernacular when we discuss Obamacare. And it's interesting, whether you were pro the Affordable Care Act or not, I think everybody sees the writing on the wall. Obamacare is becoming defunct. It's just not going to last. It's puttering. Here's the problem, okay? And we've talked about the situation the Trump administration is in, as well as the GOP House and Senate leaders. Something has to get done. Okay? We have more and more insurance companies pulling out. We have many states now that only have maybe one option, if that, on the healthcare exchange. And so the debate of, well, the GOP should just let Obamacare die and then come in and set up a new system isn't really playing over well, because people are in trouble. And people's deductibles are so damn high. I think there was an article that came out saying that about a quarter of employer insurance, offered insurance, the deductibles are just enormous. A quarter of them. I'm surprised that it's only a quarter and not more than that. So President Donald Trump said yesterday that the Obamacare healthcare system is in a death spiral and must be reformed soon. Now, as you know, insurer Anthem announced it is going to withdraw from the Ohio Health Insurance Exchange next year. So Anthem, one of the big players, is now starting to withdraw, following in the footsteps of United, Aetna, I believe Humana. I think Cigna and Anthem and many state insurance companies are the main big players of these exchanges. Now, Trump barely got through the health care package, the new one, by a narrow margin, with the House of Representatives May 4th, and the Senate is trying to pass a version this summer. They need to bust a move because apparently July 4 is the recess. Now, Trump was visiting Cincinnati, Ohio. He was touting his infrastructure plan. He met with several people who obviously disliked Obamacare and wanted something changed. And, you know, he met with them and he, you know, vowed that we were going to do something. So, Democrats obviously aren't excited about it. They do not like any of the new plans that the Republicans have put forth. And, I mean, understandably so. They're just not going to like any of it, especially if it defunds Planned Parenthood. But from what we understand, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has formally begun a process to bypass committee hearings to send a Senate Republican health care bill directly to the floor for a vote by the July 4 recess. So I know it looks like they're not doing anything, but it sounds like they are. Tierney Seed reports at Talking Points Memo that Republicans are writing their version of the House's GOP American Healthcare Act in secret. And this is according to TheWeek.com. And they emerged from a meeting on Tuesday more optimistic that they have a plan that can attract at least 50 of the 52 Republican votes, enough to pass the bill under budget reconciliation rules. On Tuesday, Senator Mike Enzi, Republican from Wyoming, said that the Senate parliamentarian cleared the House version of the AHCA to be considered under reconciliation, involving one obstacle for Republicans. So, Senate Republicans are going to submit a preliminary framework of their health care plan to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, by the end of this week. That will allow a floor vote by the end of June, according to Politico. If they pass a health care bill, it will be then merged with the House version in a conference committee. Both chambers will have to vote again on that package that emerged. Now, they say there's some speculation that McConnell would put up a vote on a bill he thought would fail just to move on to other legislative priorities, but Senator Pat Roberts said no, he does not want to do that. All right, you know, right now, very interesting. He says Republicans are in the back seat with Thelma and Louise, and we need to get out of the car. So details matter, but we need to get out of the car. That was the preeminent message. Very interesting. So, okay, is this going to be a halfway bill? Is it going to be a bill that we can use? Is it something that's going to help replace our healthcare system? I told you it looks okay. You know, let me pull it up so we could quickly review we're doing the best we can, you know, it with what we got. I've said this a million times before. If you want to fix healthcare, you need to transition a healthcare system very slowly, and it's going to take decades. All right? Obamacare should have taken decades. But the reason why it didn't is because midterms were coming up, and nobody wanted to mess with the midterms. And so, unfortunately, what ended up happening is they passed a bill that was so overwhelming and such a cannonball into a small pond that needed to be delicately navigated with ripples that we now have a mess on our hands. And also, there was time was of the essence for President Obama, where what he needed to do was make sure that they expanded Medicaid and got enough people and enough potential voters on this plan so that if anybody in the future wanted to change it, the whole thing would derail, like cutting the red wire of a bomb. Now, the American Health Care Act, which is supposed to replace the Obamacare, is going to eliminate the tax penalties, so no more individual mandate, employer mandate for those who don't purchase health insurance. So that's a huge plus, something that's going to stimulate the economy. Hands down, that's something we needed. The tax credits have been confusing people, and from what I understand, the tax credits are going to be based on age rather than income, and it's going to range from $2,000 a year for those younger than 30 to $4,000 a year to those who are older than 60. These are tax credits. A family would receive up to $14,000 in tax credits a year. These tax credits would start phasing out when income becomes $75,000 individually or $150,000 as a family. For every $1,000 in earnings above those thresholds, the value of the credit phases down by $100. So if they get $14,000 in tax credits a year per family, and they make $150,000, if they make $151,000, then they will only make $13,900 in tax credits. So it's a very slow, methodical process. And the reason why I like that is because, you know, what we saw with employees and employers is, you know, if you had an organization or a company that employed 50 people, and you would have been caught under the ACA with the employer mandate, what happened if you only hired 49? If you only had 49 employees, would you be good? Well, we don't want people freaking out, going, oh my gosh, if I just make that 150,000 mark, I'm screwed. And where people are like, well, you know what, well then fine, I'll work less, I'll take more days off just to make under. All they do is lose a tax credit of $100 for every $1,000 more they earn. So it's not that big of a shock. Insurance companies are going to charge a 30% surcharge to those who have gaps in their insurance longer than 63 days. There unfortunately has to be some sort of disincentive for people to go off their health insurance. So as long as you maintain your health insurance, you're not going to get that 30% sticker price. Okay? They're going to maintain coverage preventing denial to those with pre-existing conditions. They're going to maintain coverage for children under the age of 26 who wish to stay on their parents' plans. They're going to maintain the bans on caps of the annual or lifetime coverage. By the year 2020, the ACA promised federal funds for Medicaid expansion is going to stop. The funds will continue for the current Medicaid recipients, but it's not going to be an ongoing leaky faucet. There's going to be a patient and state stability fund, I'm assuming, is still in the final legislation, which will provide states $100 billion to use as they wish for their underserved populations, hospitals, providers, or programs that would provide direct care. So for those who do not want to still be a part of the Obamacare plan, they'll be able to use the money as they wish because they know more about what they need for their underserved populations. States will receive money for Medicaid, but rather than just an open-end promise of funds, it's going to be more of a lump sum per person, a more per capita. The taxes on medical device industry is going to expire, as will those on pharmaceutical companies and indoor tanning services. So maybe we won't see as much backlash from the pharmaceutical companies. Planned Parenthood is quote-unquote defunded in terms of the AHCA funds will not be able to be used to pay for services at their clinics. So it's not stopping money. It's just, well, you go to other doctors. You just don't go to Planned Parenthood for with these dollars. And then they're going to be promoting HRAs, health savings accounts. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this was a tragic case that we have to talk about, okay? I hate talking about sad cases, but it's something we need to discuss. Dry drowning. Have you guys heard about this? Okay. It's a secondary type of drowning where the child dies from a swimming incident, but he doesn't die in the pool or in the water then and there. And a 4-year-old boy from Houston, Texas, died a week after he went swimming. Francisco Delgado Jr. told ABC 13 that his family went swimming at the Texas City Dike with his son Frankie, 4 years old, on Memorial Day weekend. About a week later, Frankie complained of shoulder pain and woke up a few hours later. Out of nowhere, he just woke up. He said, ah, he took his last breath, and then I guess the father said that he passed out and died. They tried to perform CPR, paramedics were on site, and they just couldn't revive the boy. And when she came in, the paramedic explained what happened, that it's called dry drowning. His lungs were full of fluid, and there was nothing else they could do for this little boy. So dry drowning occurs when a kid is swimming and inhales water through the nose or mouth, and the water gets into the lungs. Now, maybe they cough, maybe they sneeze a little bit, but they may not feel it too much, or they may not complain about it too much. The lungs don't like water and the chemicals and any of the other things that are in the water. And so what ends up happening is you start to have an inflammatory response. More fluid fills up in the lungs. You start to have more respiratory issues. Then you could go into brain damage and unfortunately die. And what is so scary about this is it can happen almost a week after a child had inhaled the water. So it's known as secondary drowning. It's rare. According to Dr. Mark Morocco with the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, I've only seen one of these cases every couple of years. But, of course, these dry drowning incidents really make headlines. In 2015, a 10-year-old boy died more than an hour after returning home from a trip to a pool. So what are the symptoms of dry drowning? Well, cough, fever, vomiting, mood swings, struggling for breath. Symptoms could appear 24 to 48 hours after inhaling water. Dr. Ray Petetti of the Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh told NBC that there is no way to predict which child could get it. And you know, they don't really call it dry drowning. In the medical setting, we call it a secondary drowning. And, you would think kids maybe with respiratory issues like asthma could be more susceptible, but you could be a healthy kid getting water in there. So Dr. Petetti said if a kid chokes or sputters after going underwater but seems fine, he doesn't need to go to the hospital. But if after several hours you notice that he's starting to breathe a little faster, find it harder to breathe, starts coughing a lot, you've got to bring him in. The Delgado family has created a GoFundMe page to help them raise money for funeral expenses. Frankie's funeral is going to be held this week at the Compean Funeral Home, according to ABC 13. It's frightening. You don't want to hear of these things. And watch your kids. All right. And, you know, we just can't take things for granted. You know, they say children from poor families are up to 4 times more likely to start puberty early, as poverty causes stress that triggers reproductive hormones. Now, this is very, very interesting because we thought kids of poor families were going through puberty earlier because they might have had poor diets, because many of the junk foods are cheaper than a lot of the healthier type of foods, like fish and, you know, meat, etc. They say boys are at greater risk, but disadvantaged girls are still twice as likely to prematurely develop breasts or pubic hair, according to a study. Researchers believe that this may be due to poverty causing youngster stress, which then leads to early release of reproductive hormones. Previous research suggests an early puberty increases a person's risk of cancer, like, for example, with women, breast and endometrial, with men, prostate. So the past study author says parents can help delay their child's puberty onset by encouraging them to exercise and eat well. So overweight youngsters may have more energy, and as you know, the extra fat helps produce more hormones. So researchers from Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia asked 3,700 patients of children aged between 8 and 11 whether signs of puberty had occurred. And signs in children, so when you look at girls, okay, they'll have breast buds, then they'll start to develop breasts, they'll start to, in different stages, get pubic hair, armpit hair. They'll start to menstruate, usually at the final stages. I don't want to say the final stage of puberty, but the later stages of puberty. And they can also get acne. Puberty symptoms in boys include acne, facial, pubic hair, muscle, and height growth. And boys a lot of times go through this, it appears a little bit later than girls do. And so we were just at eighth grade graduation, and you see these girls so much taller than the boys. And so, and then boys, they definitely start getting their spurts, 13, 14, 15, 16, whereas girls may start 10, 11, 12. So the researchers then compared the family's income, level of education, occupations between children who had started puberty and those who didn't, occupations of the family. And the results published in Pediatrics found that boys from families with lowest socioeconomic status were four times more likely to start puberty earlier. Disadvantaged girls are twice as likely to show early signs of sexual maturity. The researchers believe that this may be due to poverty causing stress, and stress could cause hormone release. But the fact that it would change your genetics, you know, this is the reason why something like this is found to be so fascinating in the medical realm is because, you know, it's easier to think whatever your genes are your genes. If your mom had her period when she was 13, you're going to pretty much have your period when you're 13. If your dad went through puberty when he was 14, so will you. And that's not the case. We're noticing that foods, weight, so many other things are changing the way you would think a genetically programmed, very important biological developmental process, it's changing it, and then possibly putting you at risk for cancer and heart disease, etc. Now, another study, which is very interesting, is they say, research published back in April revealed that early puberty raises a person's risk of certain cancers in later life. An 11-year-old girl going through puberty has a 6% chance, a higher chance of breast cancer later in life than a girl age 12. Now, for those of you that had early periods, because back then that was early, now it seems the norm, don't panic, because I've seen later menarche women still get breast cancer. So, you know. The endometrial cancer, however, does rise by about 28%. And boys see their risk of prostate cancer go up 9%. And so the risk definitely applies to those where these cancers are more related to sex hormones. They say that if a girl hits puberty before 13, she's almost twice as likely to have a stroke in later life. Daily Mail talks about how going through puberty early makes women almost twice as likely to suffer a stroke. So starting out periods before the age of 13 makes you more prone to reduce blood flow in the body. I don't get that. I don't see how from the pathophysiological process, but it could be that earlier puberty girls might be more prone to obesity. We don't know. They also noted that women who stopped menstruating at 45 or younger were also more likely to get a stroke because of and have restricted blood and oxygen to the brain. Why would early menopause put you at risk? But we have seen studies looking at that. So Dr. Perry suggests to avoid an early puberty, you want to encourage them to exercise and eat well. The body goes through a transition when it believes it has enough of an energy supply, and this is the reason why teenage girls with anorexia may not start their periods. Or sometimes you'll see teenage girls that aren't anorexic, they're just athletes, and they don't have a lot of body fat. And without the body fat, they don't have the hormones to help stimulate and prompt the puberty. Obese children have a lot of energy reserves, so they could trick their body into thinking they're ready to transition when they're actually too young, which is why sometimes you'll see 8-year-old girls with breasts. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Walmart is now trying to challenge Amazon with an automated pickup kiosk for grocery deliveries. Customers play and place and pay orders online, receive a pickup code. The code is logged into an interface at a kiosk, which is linked to their order. The kiosk doors open, and customer retrieves their groceries from a bin. The kiosk is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and requires a $30 minimum. The Arkansas-based firm is testing an automated kiosk in Oklahoma City, so you could pick up the groceries that you placed online. They're little small areas. They're little small, they're called Walmart Pickup 24 Hours. It's actually adorable. It looks no bigger than a McDonald's, even smaller than a McDonald's. It's brightly colored. It's about 20 by 80 feet. It sits in a parking lot of a Walmart Supercenter at North Council and West Britain Roads in Oklahoma City. A Walmart spokesman told Money Magazine that the machine can fulfill hundreds of orders in a day. And although Amazon Fresh delivers its orders to the customer's home, Walmart kiosk allows them to pick them up the same day. Amazon's online grocery business is available to Prime users for an additional $10 a year. And it also has a pickup service. It's going to have Amazon Fresh Pickup in Seattle. But Amazon service, I guess, has not discouraged Walmart. I guess its service now offers 30,000 times. There's some typos in this article that I'm reading. It says its service offers more than 30,000 times that can be ordered for free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it's a $30 minimum grocery. So I don't think you have to pay extra like you have to for Amazon. You just have to make sure that it's a minimum of $30 of groceries. And for any of us that shop for groceries, you could very easily hit $30 just by some eggs, some milk, some bread, jam, whatever. Customers simply place and pay their order online. They get the code, they go to the kiosk. It almost looks like it's even drive-through. Walmart employees receive the online purchase, shop around the store for the correct items. So it isn't automated yet, like with a robot. There are people involved. The pickup code is linked to the order inside of the small building, retrieves the order for the customer that is sitting inside a bin. So it'll be sitting there inside a bin, and then that bin will be the one that gets dropped off for the kiosk. They say the firm is not going to stop at groceries. Walmart had noted that it's testing other concepts across the U.S., one specifically called Pickup Tower, which is dedicated for online purchases of retail merchandise. Yeah, so if you need to buy underwear and, you know, tampons and things like that, Walmart had noted people don't want to walk into a store to buy that stuff. I don't. I can't stand that. They're like, hey, Dr. Dahlia, what are you doing? Like, well, I'm buying feminine products. Oh, yeah, so am I. Like, I really don't want to sit here and chat with you guys about that. We wanted a little bit of privacy, please. So now you can have some privacy. Ann Hatfield, Walmart's Director of Communications, told Money that the tower is 16 feet tall and 8 feet in diameter. The facilities house 300 items at a time that are fitted with sensors to know when someone is approaching in order to open a door leading to a scanner. So I guess they see you come out of the parking lot. So they'll see me race up and screech up. They could probably tell that it's me because I usually park in two parking spots at the same time. I'm not really good with my parking. And then they see me come out yelling at the kids going, shut up! And then I walk over to the Walmart store and like, that's Dahlia, we know. So let me see. After making a purchase online, customers are given a unique barcode. They wave over the scanner. It prompts the machine to hand over their order. So, you know, Amazon's going for groceries. Walmart's not going to let it beat Walmart because Walmart was really big on opening up to the grocery business. And now a lot of us buy our groceries at Walmart. We used to not. Now Walmart has these super centers where they have some pretty damn good groceries. And they have a good bakery, too. The Walmart Sam's Club bakeries, those are pretty yummy. Now, they say last October, leaked documents had revealed that the firm was set to open up 20 grocery store locations across the country by the end of 2018. Those were documents reviewed by British Insider. These internal papers also revealed that Amazon's goal is to open up 2,000 fresh-branded grocery stores over the next decade. They will open 200 every year to hit the mark. So Amazon and Walmart, a lot of us have our hopes on them in terms of hiring more people, but Walmart had to just close a bunch of stores. Amazon had some issues when they started to move more automated, but these are retail giants that I don't think are going away anytime soon, and the more stores they open, the more jobs. So I'm pretty excited about that. The only thing is are these kiosks and these standalone places going to put off and start to hurt other chains? You know, it's really sad when I drive by from my neck of the woods and I see a grocery store that's been there for decades gone. And you see these shopping centers where there used to be a grocery store and it's gone. And there's like, I don't know, a Max of something, you know, and so, you know, grocery stores, you know, were very vibrant chains. And operating a grocery store is not that easy because you can't sell non-fresh food. So you have to make sure that the most beautiful of the peaches and the apples and the grapes are there. And you guys know with your fruit, right, after a day or two, the fruit becomes soggy. They don't really look that good. And so, you know, they have to always be turning over their food. Now, I don't know how they do that, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure they don't have to throw food out and lose profit. But it's not as easy a store to run as an office supply store. An office supply store, you can just have office supplies. But then again, there's a need. Grocery stores, there's a need. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Speaking of meat and groceries, barbecue meat causing cancer and these grilled meats out on the grill has been a source of concern for a lot of people because we talk about the charcoaling of it and how it could cause cancer. Well, another study has come out saying, yes, the high temperature cooking like barbecuing and pan frying can lead to the formation of carcinogenic chemicals on meat. They say the potentially harmful substances have been found to cause changes in the DNA that may increase the risk of cancer. This is a study published last month, actually I think April. Experts insist this research does not mean that we shouldn't grill, but we should be wary about how we grill. See, I can't stand it when I get something, you know, fed to me, or I should say fed to me, when I get a steak thrown at me in the backyard. I get very upset when it's really blackened, and I don't like that taste. It's, you know, some people really dig the taste. I don't. And I'm like, and you eat it because it's really hard to scrape off. No, don't even let it get that far. Because when you grill meat, you get these heterocyclic aromatic amines and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. With the heating process, you get these substances. And the first chemical occurs with the meat's protein, sugar, and muscle particles reacting to high temperatures. The second happens when the meat juice and fat catches flames, and those flames stick to the meat, then charring it and grilling it. Now, Japanese scientists have been looking at these effects, you know, back in the 80s. And rats who were fed a diet of these heterocyclic aromatic amines food developed tumors in various organs. And when they were given the PAHs, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, rodents developed cancer, including leukemia and tumors of the GI tract and lungs. So, that's an issue. So don't charbroil, don't burn, don't grill, you know, too heavy. Just kind of, you know, sear it. Well, nah, because you really got to cook the meat. I microwave it. I like to just stick my steak in the microwave, or I stick it in an oven, like baked steak. It's yummy. It's steak. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed perform over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350350. That's CLEAR88 to 350350.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.